You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Just about that, Shabbat Shalom, he's just about to depart after his session, 40 days. So, Ibn Shalom tell him, by the way, you know, I have to tell you, there's something going on down there.
About the golden?
Yeah, as he said, you know, by court, there's something going on there. So now the question that is brought, what use did it make when Hashem informed Moshe that there's something went wrong down there? What change do you see? Let's say if Hashem would not inform Moshe, would it be any changes? It would be? No. He's up there. He's just about to depart. Hashem says, by the way, this nation that you brought out and so on, you know, he tells him. I mean, not everything, but he tells him.
Gives him a chance to calm down before he gets down there.
That what happened?
He gives him a chance to be calm, so when he goes down, he doesn't.
You will not be shocked when he sees it.
And lash out at them and do something.
But you see such a thing? I think when you people.
Like
I say, you tell somebody like you know something is going on at home. Wouldn't that get worried?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
So why Hashem get Moshe worried?
So he wouldn't be such a shock.
Right, that's what was mentioned, yeah.
He would start praying for them.
Did he?
No. This is his mita, that's how he
is. No, my point here is, what change did it make overall? You're telling me Hashem's intention was that, like, get him ready.
Yeah.
But I don't see any sign that... Because when he... That's later, you mean? No. After he came down?
He tells him he starts the process of...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it says, I have Moshe, right? No, fine.
But they say sudden news is not good for people. Sometimes...
But the tefillah that he did, did make any change? No. Because we see later, after he broke it, and it says, you know, if you don't forgive them, then release me from your book. But yes, that's true. So very hal Moshe, that you know, remember the sechut, the merit of the forefathers. And then we see he came down, and then he saw, and then he broke.
So it saved the Am Yisrael because God gave him a hint, there's something going on. So he destroyed the
I understand, but when he's up there, what difference does it make?
It created the concept of Teshuvah.
For Moshe?
No, that Moshe would be able to teach Am Yisrael.
Up there?
Yeah.
Ah, how do you see that?
Because he says, Am Ket.
Am Kasha'ore?
But when you say, use the word Gadol, you refer to Hashem, and Moshe was saying that you're Hashem, you're the one who brought him out.
So not later he says.
But to that effect, that thing of telling him is a way of like teaching him.
I understand, him. But that's later. Right, it says you took him out of his time. Yeah, fine.
Doesn't Hashem, when he gives him a hint, doesn't he say, let me make from your shevet and finish?
Well,
does he give him that?
The only thing that is mentioned, like it says, this nation that you took out, they made troubles.
Eliminate from you and your nation. Just give
that. That's later, yeah.
Later.
Yeah. He says that these nations are very stubborn nation. Right, and then he says, right, Right, he says, let me make a nation out of you here. So he prayed to Hashem, what, you know, side effect is going to have that the Egyptian, that they say you took him out and you destroyed him. But now the point here is, how come he didn't break the Luchot then? Oh, he didn't trust Hashem, you mean?
No, not trust Hashem. But he had to see it.
Why, don't trust Hashem?
No, he was so, you know, Kadosh.
No, you want to have this.
He was, when he came down, that's when the when they were doing the idol worship. That's when, like,
yeah, Hashem told them. Right now, yeah, he told them. He told them, Saru Maher, Minaderech. Then the Asulaim Eren Masecha, it says they bowed down, and then also they brought sacrifice to it. And then they said, this is our God.
He wanted to give
it
an opportunity for them to repent.
Maybe.
So he waited.
He broke it.
They had to see the effect of it breaking, that it would basically bring him to a point of saying, I have to do Teshuvah now. Look what I just
So he used it to shock,
show them the magnitude of their action, what it caused. Because he would have broken it up there, they would have never seen it, they would have never thought.
So he could bring the broken pieces back.
Plus, somebody give you such
it's easier to carry.
Give you such a great gift, you're not going to break it in front of them. It's such a disrespect for them, what they did.
Beautiful. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
When he broke it, you don't
leave it there.
What?
Hey! you take something that doesn't belong to you, and you take it down and break it.
He didn't do any mistake. He had it. It wasn't his fault. So
but you're not permitted. Like, okay, you, out of the law, no comparison, you get a leased car, and then you break, you damage it, you run to the wall. No, you're not permitted to do that.
What do you do?
You cannot do virage with the... Understand, but this is... misusing the something that doesn't belong to you. Yeah, that's a good point. That, yes, he wanted to use it as like a shocking point. They like to shake him up. That's true.
In Farsi, what Tasha? How do you say? Tasha? No. How do you say you do something to get people?
Shock, you mean?
Shock, yeah. But in Farsi, we say something you said it before.
Well, Tasha is something else, but oh, to shock him, yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah, to shock him.
So when he did that, did the earthquake happen? Did something open up? Did the
No.
Nothing happened? No.
No, there's an interesting point. I mean, first of all, we have to see why he picked this multitude, this Arab rab. Why he had to bring him out? Why did he need these people? Because they made a lot of trouble.
The Arab rab are Egyptians, right?
Yeah, this multitude.
It's like the same concept of the Peter McFerrin that Harold mentioned the other day.
Right. Yeah, very nice. So now here could be that obviously we lost 80% of our own people. So 20% to come out. They need a validation. So they have to see like it's safe to come out. So Mishabam Shalom intention was, see this Egyptian, they're coming out. So now this is the sign that we're doing the right thing. So you got a validation. Ta'ayid, they call it, like when people co-sign for you. So actually, there's a multitude co-signed for Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, he's doing the right thing. So one point here is, the co-signers, sometimes they make a lot of trouble for you. That's one thing. Because here, if you rely on other people to approve, to validate your opinion, so that means you lack of emunah, lack of trust to Ribbono Shel Olam. But here, what Moshe Abraham Shalom is thinking is a very delicate point, and it is, he did trust Hashem, obviously, when he told them. But the point about it here is, he wants to see what state of downfall are they. They're not people, they run into a trap, they do something wrong. Many, many variety it is. So the point here is, after when you fall in the trap, what your behavior is. You're down, you regret, you're upset at yourself, or you're jumping up and down and you're celebrating for what you did. So here Shalom Shalom had hope that even though that maybe, this Malach, did a very nice show for them. He brought the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu. He made the Olam dark, so they saw it. It was tangible. It's not like that, they heard it on NBC. He saw the coffin and everything. So now here, when he comes back, he sees these guys are going around the calf and, they're dancing, and they have orchestra. So he said, this state, there's no hope for it. As long as you found the trap, and then you regret, and then it moves you, so there's hope. But if you're celebrating your falling the trap, so then there's nothing to do unless to get a good shock. Kala Kadosh, I want to remind you, take you back 5 months ago. Simchat Torah, festival, big Avodah Zarah, whatever you want, anything you want. All of a sudden, the greatest shock almost in the history. Till today is dragging. And this is the scenario that we see here. Yeah, fine, but how are you celebrated? How are you has no sense that this is the highest point of the Jewish calendar, Simchat Torah. How can you arrange? Allah, let's say you do it in a different day. Do it in Tisha B'Av at least. In Simchat Torah, in such a thing that is chofshi legamre, anything goes and comes and anywhere, from all around the world. And you see how nobody could stop it. And the drastic history of Am Yisrael took place till today that is dragging and dragging. And that's what Moshe Abraham Shalom wanted to see. Hashem says, what's going on? So okay, let's see. But when it comes down, he says, wow, look at this. Vayaret ha'egev umcholot. They have tablo dohol and flute and jazz and trumpet. Say, how could I such a thing? This is 40 days later, you heard it. 40 days. How could be such a thing? And that's what exactly we learned. Fine. Even though you fell in the trap, don't start dancing. At least regret. At least come to your senses and ay, ay, ay. That makes such a big difference. In your whole process of purification. That means either yes, there is a hope, or it's done, finished.
But at what point did they realize?
I'm sorry?
They could only do that when they realize.
Exactly. Obviously, yes. So now, not to get to the point that when Shabbat Shalom brings his treasure down, the only way to stop this. You have to destroy it. There's no other way. There's no other way to stop people. And here, there's a very delicate point. So they ask, Moshe Rabbeinu should come and say, you made a mistake, you made a mistake. Here, look, I have the Luchot, here, here. So obviously what would happen?
They would come.
Yeah. They would take the Luchot and they dance around the golden calf.
Oh, they add to the celebration.
They would take the tablets from Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom and say, oh, you came on time. So take it. And they go, they do hakafot around the golden calf.
So the Rav, I don't want to do Lashon Hara, but when he looked at him like celebrating, he's like, wait, you created it because you thought I was dead, yet you have a celebration right now? So didn't that piss him off for that, or that had nothing to do with it?
Like no, not the person. No, he didn't take him personal. No, the problem here is that he, we see in the end, the last pasuk after Chumash, says Biyat Chazakah. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, we praise him because he has such a strong hand. You remember the last pasuk after Chumash? No. Ulchol Hayat Hazara, Ulchol Amora Gadol, Asher Asa Moshe Leinei Kol Yisrael. We praise him because of his mighty hand. So what is a mighty hand? Miras is a beautiful thing. The Adra Rabba is a very beautiful thing. It's at this moment, right now, Moshe wants to go down. Right? He's going. Then Hashem says, give me the Luchot. Where are you going? Where are you taking my Luchot? Give it to me. So now, Moshe is pulling the Luchot, and Hashem pulling the other side. Yeah, Rashi, look at Rashi, I'm doing Rashi. Ulchot Chazaka, you know what Chazaka means? Moshe grabbed the Luchot and ran away. Wow. Look at the Rashi, it blows your head away. Why? Because he knew there's no other way. I have to take the Luchot, take it, break it, so they wake up to shake him, give him a shock, shook him up. There's no other way. No, because no, Gemara says as Yeshar Kuchach Hashishivarta. Masrei Shavat says Hashem says Baruch Allah that you broke it. He praises him because there's no other way. And here the message here is sometimes, unfortunately, we don't get the message. It was a story about the artist that in the old days wanted to do his best. Painting. Yeah. So he did it after, I don't know, a year or two. And then he invited many people. They were on the top of the mountain, you know, on the nice view. So to uncover, you know what they do? They uncover the masterpiece. So they took the cover off. So the artist looked at it and going back. And then praising his painting, and he's going back and back, and people say, he doesn't hear him because he's attached to the painting. So somebody, Chacham, was there. See this guy, you know, in a few minutes he's going to be Seil Azazel. You know, he's going to go under the cliff. So what did he do? He went and pushed the art off the cliff. Yeah, so he. All of a sudden, he woke up. Oh. There's nowhere to save this guy. So he had to destroy his masterpiece. Why? To save him. And that's what exactly happened. Shalom, shalom. There's no other way. How can I wake these odd people up? That's what happens, Chas v'Shalom, to people. You tell him and tell him and tell him. But you don't get the message. God forbid, Chalil v'chas, something, Chalil v'chas, goes wrong, like as we're going through, you know, unfortunately, you know, how many people since 5 months ago start being observant, Shomer Shabbat, keep Kashrut, go to Yeshiva. Why? Because the Luchot were broken. That's what happened. Shenizke, Shalosh Baruch Hu, wake us up before anything will break.
Call
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.